720 WGN, it's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. On the phone with us, the Chief Technology Officer from Access One. It is Ryan O'Halloran. By the way, AccessOneInc.com is your website. You provide cybersecurity to businesses. This is what you do. You fight the bad guys. You're a good guy. You fight the bad guys.
That's correct.
So you have to be one.
The good guys too.
You have to be one step ahead. Am I right?
We do. We try to be. And it's a weird landscape, too, because on top of us being the totally good guys, there's the semi-good guys that are trying to find these. You know, they're a little selfish. They're the gray hats, you know, and they're trying to literally find flaws in these systems before hackers discover them, but
right.
Still get paid off of it.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
So it's sort of like you're sort of they're bounty hunters, if you will, or vigilantes, if you will, trying to keep us as strong as in defense as our neighbor.
What a just a crazy business that you work in. All right, I want to talk about the second phishing email that my wife received. It was the subject line was package not delivered, and you opened the email. It said, "Click here. You have two packages that were not delivered. Click and give us your address." And the reason that she didn't click, number one, is because she had that other credit card email, but number two, the FedEx logo seemed a little off.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to be careful, too, on the snail mail side, on the regular side. So be mindful. Cyber criminals still influence targeted attacks by monitoring physically delivered mail that you may have thrown away without proper destruction.
Well, I'm talking about this is they wanted her to click on something online on the email, Ryan, and she didn't do it because the logo on the email looked a little strange. Because when they put together these things, they're just grabbing these emails off websites, right?
Yeah, typically. So they can be crafted to be somewhat random, but the increase in how targeted they've become, I think, has been more and more sophisticated over time. And I think that that's been part of the problem. When you throw artificial intelligence in there and start talking the way that other people talk with their verb noun pairs inside of these emails and stuff, it looks more and more and more legitimate.
Right.
And over time, we got to be more and more careful because it's not as easy necessarily to decipher how someone would sound or the way that they might enunciate certain things or the way they use language. So you got to be extra careful. I'd say that was the right thing to do. And again, in that instance, definitely call if
right.
all else fails and make sure you could pull up whatever reference number they're giving you or, you know, validate whatever they're trying to cross-reference for you and see why do you have to do it over this medium.
What about Facebook attachments? Because I easily get five a day. Facebook videos, Facebook attachments. Do you click on any of those or just delete them?
Oh, man. Be especially weary of sharing attachments or links on public collaboration platforms, just like Facebook.
Don't do it.
And here's why. There's an exponential exposure to privacy theft with this tunnel of infrastructure with all these actors who are interested, right? Document sharing on public platforms may not be encrypted
okay.
once being sent. It might not be encrypted at rest once it's delivered. The same hyperlinks that we talked about earlier, the ones that we're clicking on and hovering over to be extra careful, those may not be safely proxied by mail filters because it's not inside of your, you know, not inside of your email, or it may not be safely redirected or protected on your mobile device or your web browser. So that's where endpoint protection, in addition to, you know, knowing about the phishing techniques and having some type of mail security, which is where most of it comes in,
right,
still pays off. Because if I'm not at my office behind my firewall or I'm out at a Starbucks and I'm working out there,
yeah.
All of these type of attacks are likely to occur and not necessarily through the same vector. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't click on these things. Now, Don Kleppen, who's on the show today. Don, you're talking with Ryan O'Halloran, the Chief Technology Officer at Access One. You can go to AccessOneInc.com. You had a email phishing scam?
It was email, yeah, Pete, and it had to do with fantasy football, and I'm in a couple of different leagues, and so I got an email in one of my accounts, and it had the Yahoo logo, and it said that, you know, that I needed to set my lineup or something like that, and I clicked it, and it turned out to be a scam, but it was something where I'm in enough leagues that I didn't look closely enough at the email, and once you clicked, it was over and done with, all the pop-ups on the screen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Wow. Ryan, Well, you go ahead and comment on that. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think, again, the only reason I'm throwing this out there, I think, is because it's a less-known tip. Be mindful that they're going to go after, it's not that hard to target you more specifically so that they're doing something like fantasy football or sports that you're interested in, right? It's becoming more and more common that a lot of this stuff that's delivered by mail, somebody can just look at that, like I said, and see, hey, you're getting ads and statements. You're likely an account holder for this. This is a prime target for me. Why would I try to go through a bunch of other stuff if I know what you like? Right.
That's exactly when I had that brain freeze a second ago. That's exactly what I wanted to ask you. How did they know that he played fantasy football? And you just explained it.
Yeah, it's either by monitoring your personal accounts, looking at your social media. You know, it doesn't have to be physically going through your trash, but it can be that too. And yeah. I know it's little things, but mm-hmm. you know, you can shred that stuff and cancel postal mail delivery online. It's a great thing to do. Reduces your clutter and risk, and then still keep your electronic ads and payments turned on. But as the entire conversation insists, pay due attention to those for scams as well, nonetheless.
You gave us some great advice last time you were on about a space in your password. Can you explain that again? Because this is the greatest thing ever.
All right, I'll do that and I'll elaborate on it.
Okay.
That was a good little
Yeah, it was. So give yourself no props on that.
Thank you. Yeah, so one of the interesting password disguise techniques is the use of spaces in your password. Spaces can appear on some cracking systems as a null character. Mm-hmm. So a brute force attack will not actually try to include the space or pick up on the space in the logon execution attempt, thus it will fail, right? And then think that they just didn't have the right password when maybe it did but didn't execute or append the space. It doesn't, the only downside is, and it works, so, you know, it reduces a lot of risk. You know, the downside is it doesn't always work on every system.
Okay.
And some of the feedback I actually got after that from people who heard it was the fact that, you know, not every single system allows that, you
okay.
know, and that's okay. You know, it doesn't always work. Not every system's going to allow spaces, but the key here is if you can, try to use some of these extra little tips or tricks, right? And that's just like a little sliver of something you can do. But in general, use a password manager. Have a unique password, like a LastPass or something. Have a unique password for every account. That way you don't have to worry about remembering it.
Right.
And enable two-factor whenever you can, so you get a code first. And you're sitting strong,
When people think that it's never going to happen to me, it's going to happen to you. It will.
Yes, I mean it's just a matter. It's just such a basic thing. You know, I was reading a statistic now about cybercrime the other day that blew my mind, and it talked about how the cybercrime, the amount of money spent in cybercrime or gathered by these criminals, it's to the tune of like $6 trillion now, up from three like 4 years ago.
Oh my God!
You know, it's more than every other major illegal drug combined.
That's just crazy.
So, I don't know, Pete. I think we're being out-innovated.
Ryan O'Halloran, Chief Technology Officer, Access One. You can go to accessoneinc.com. They provide cybersecurity to businesses. He's the good guy fighting the bad guy. It's good to talk to you again, man. Have a happy new year. We'll talk to you again soon.
You as well. Thanks for having me.
All right. This guy, I swear to you, he knows his stuff. He's so good. So, so good. All right, news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 720 WGN.